In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about how to actually get more followers on any social media platform. Yes, that's right, any social media platform. And I'm going to be sharing some of the reasons why you don't always see your followers growing the way that you would hope to. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, this is me, Rachel. Today's actually a really interesting, bittersweet day. Tonight I'm going to spend some time with my dad in our final goodbye as he moves to Texas. And I have this really weird feeling that I don't think my family's moving back. Both of my sisters now live in Texas in McAllen, right on the border of Mexico. And my dad is moving there. Tonight's our last final goodbye. And it's been a really interesting season because I feel like it's very symbolic for a lot of things. And so I'm going to create a bunch of content until I go spend time with him because I'm going to keep my mind really busy and I don't want to think too much about it. I wanted to share something that I think is frustrating for people. A lot of times people will say, like, I had a video go really viral on TikTok, or, you know, I'm consistently posting on Instagram and I don't know why I'm not getting followers. Or maybe you're getting some engagement on any given platform and you're like, why is my following not growing accordingly? And sometimes that can be frustrating. It can be discouraging, especially when you see some people where their content is really performing well. And I will tell you guys that for me, growth on any given platform really transformed last year when we started tracking our total number of followers across all platforms. Now, why did I start tracking those numbers when those are considered vanity metrics? Well, simply put, I truly believe that engagement is somewhat cheap compared to somebody saying, I like you, I respect you, and I trust you enough to essentially endorse you by following you. See, the thing that we don't realize about followers is it's a bigger vote of confidence. It's a bigger vote of trust. Anytime that you go to who someone follows, you can see every single person that they follow. And so when someone actually chooses to follow you, it means that they don't just like your content. It means that they're essentially trusting you with their, to an extent, their reputation. Meaning that if someone were to go through who they follow and discover, like, oh, you follow this person, well, this person's been super problematic, it can stir up issues in the future, especially if someone isn't confident with how to handle those types of situations. So a follow is not something that happens from one funny video or one post that goes viral or a couple of things that get engagement. A follow, someone who actually takes the time to follow you, it's a vote of trust and confidence and saying, listen, I appreciate what you're putting out there in the world so much that I'm comfortable putting you into that category of the people that I follow for the whole world to see, whether it's on TikTok, Instagram, and many other platforms. It's very, very important to realize that it's built through trust. That means that if you had one funny viral, but you put a lot of drama or problematic things out there, someone may say, listen, I liked your one post and that was awesome, but I don't trust you enough yet to vote for you and vouch for you in the people that I follow. And so I think about this a lot because one thing that's interesting as you build a platform is people like look at who you follow to try to stir up drama and stuff. It's so interesting because the reasons that I follow people may be different, and it doesn't mean that I necessarily endorse everything that they do in their life. We may have a connection, or I may understand their intention behind a certain movement or a certain sort of topics that they put out there. But the truth is, if you want people to follow you, not just engage with your content, it's something that only happens with time. It means that you're consistently putting out content that people can rely on. It means that your content is so good that people don't want to miss it. It means that people are, once again, vouching for you with their own, at times, reputation, especially if they're not familiar with how to handle if they were to be under scrutiny for following someone who was problematic or causing issues. Now, that being said, if we were to take one step further, and I do want to say this, because there are people who do try to cancel others based on who they follow, I just want to say that no one can cancel you unless you stop. There have been numerous cases of people who tried to cancel other creators or other brands, and they've tried to cancel them. And you know what? I've been guilty of it too. I've had times where I wanted to cancel a membership or whatever because I didn't agree with something. And I realized that that was really childish, because the truth is, that's not how you actually create change. You actually create change in people's behaviors and the content and the way that they show up by building relationships with them and being able to influence their own development and their growth journey. So I just want to put that out there. It's an interesting thing. We can't actually cancel people, no matter how hard we try. The only person who can cancel someone is themselves. They're the only one who can say, I'm done. I'm not going to try anymore. I give up and quit. Hard balance. That being said, in order to grow your following consistently, it takes time. It takes continual content. It takes continual value. It takes not just putting sales out there into the universe. It takes a lot more than just look at me, look at me, look at me. I want to get attention. Now, do those attention-seeking behaviors actually happen? Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. And do they work sometimes? Sure, a little bit. I'm actually really grateful that this season of my life, where I'm able to have this opportunity to grow as an influencer, I'm really grateful that it's happening when I'm not 16, because that ability to grow a following based on short-term attention spans, that's kind of scary. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I could handle that pressure of always having to be entertaining or cute or charming or whatever. I'm kind of beyond that because I'm 31 and I have two kids, and it's given me some perspective on what it means to build a long-term brand beyond just being a certain way that gets attention on a certain platform. No hate to anyone who does that, by the way. Like I said, I'm glad this is happening now in my 30s and not when I was 16 or 20, because I don't think I would have been able to handle it. But truth be told, when you switch your intention behind creating content from what am I going to get out of this? What attention am I going to get? Did I say three kids or two? I think I said two kids. Oh my gosh. I have three kids. I have birthed three children. I have two businesses. Let's not get that mixed up. Oh my gosh, don't tell my kids I accidentally tried to cancel one of them on this podcast episode here. Wow. but the truth is, there's something that happens that is so powerful when we step back and say, I'm going to shift my intention from what I can get out of this and the likes and the followers and all of this to how can I truly and deeply serve people. I just wrote this last night, and I was realizing that if I had gone back in time and shared this with my old self, I would not have taken this fully into account. So if you are listening to this episode, which, like, this always blows my mind, we're at like 1,000 to 2,000 downloads per day, blows my mind. But I just wrote this, and I need to share this with you guys because this is so important. I remember hearing Oprah, who I loved, and I study her deeply. I love to know what are her favorite books, like what does she do, what are her routines, how does she handle negativity. I think she's an incredible masterclass in what it means to build a long-term brand and to not allow scandals or confrontation or fear or doubt or people telling her no to pull herself out of the running. She's done an amazing job of continually showing up. I'm a little bit beyond obsessed with Oprah. Something that I would love to do is sit down on the couch and have an amazing conversation with Oprah. All I'm going to say is it's on my vision board. So I wrote this last night, and it's all about this $1 million social media content strategy, and it's all about intention. What is my intention with creating this content? And by stepping back and focusing on your intention more than you care about likes, comments, shares, and followers, and instead asking yourself these three questions, this is how you do grow your following, is by not focusing on growing your following. Ugh, right? That's maddening. If I went back in time and told my old self this, I'd be so annoyed. So every single time you create a single piece of content, ask yourself this series of questions. Number one, what is my intention with this content? Number two, who do I intend on reaching with this content? And number three, how do I intend on serving them with this content? These three questions are literally the biggest game changers that you can put into place for any business. Asking those three questions. And the reason that it's so important is because those three things shift the way that you show up. It is unbelievable the difference in the type of content that you create, the way that you show up for your audience, and you ultimately do see growth in your followers, but you don't get growth in followers by focusing on the growth in followers. In fact, the more that you try to grow your following, the harder it's going to be. Ah, it's the most annoying paradox in the whole world, right? That being said, I remember years ago when I started my business and I was like Googling interviews with Oprah. I love to research people who have been successful. I'm obsessed with that process. I want to know as much as I can. I want glimpses. Please tell me, like, what were you thinking? What did you eat? And I remember I would like see an interview with Oprah and she would say, my biggest question is, what is your intention? And I'd be like, ooh, that is good, Oprah. But let me know, what hashtags did you use? What platforms were the most important? It was so interesting because as much as I appreciated her insight, I blew right past the power of the exact statement that could have blown everything open, every opportunity. It could have made everything happen. And so I want to challenge you guys and myself to always remember that your intention behind everything that you do is what is going to make the difference between how you show up, whether or not people want to follow you, and ultimately if you're going to grow on any social media platform. But the moment that you start focusing on, I'm going to grow my social media platform, it's like trying to hold water in your hand. It gets really hard. Grabbing running water is almost impossible. And so instead, if you trust that by putting your intention behind serving other people deeply, and again, here are those three questions. One, what is my intention with this content? Two, who do I intend on reaching with this content? And three, how do I intend on serving them with this content? I get it that this sounds so fluffy and upsetting because you're like, no, but come on, Rachel, like tell me how many posts per day? What time do I need to post? I get it. This is the way to build a following, is by aligning yourself with an incredible intention to serve others first and foremost, without a doubt. I wish that I had honed in on this sooner because I literally think that we would have grown 10 times faster by not focusing on growth. But it's amazing to me when I stopped focusing on the growth in followers, when I stopped focusing on engagement and just started focusing on creating content that truly serves other people from the place of my intention, my following grew. People felt that. They knew she's here to show up to help other people. She's here to honestly serve others. She's here to give free information. And the truth is, it's really the last year that my following has exploded, and that was because I stopped focusing on my following. I started focusing on how do I build content and a content bank that shows I want to serve other people. So what's interesting is it does take time, but at the same time, if you focus on creating this amazing content that serves people, it happens faster than you would think. Just this week, one of my business partners, she sent me a message that she got from someone who said, are you still partnered up with Rachel? And she said, yes, I am. Why do you ask? And she said, because I've always liked Rachel, but lately I am obsessed. And that is not an accident, because that intention of I'm going to show up at a 15 out of 10, serve people deeply every single day. I'm going to serve them by breaking through the lies of our industry, by making hope accessible, by giving action steps. When I started diving deep into intention, that's when I started to realize, like, oh, people are actually really liking what I'm putting out there. This is very cool. But I can't then shift my focus without seeing an immediate dip in engagement, followers, everything. You have to stay aligned with that intention. And I'm sorry to anyone who's like, this doesn't feel like actionable action steps. This isn't for everyone. This is for people who are ready to start creating content that is next level. I wish I had done this from the beginning, but there is a season of building your business. There is a season of growing on social media where you're like, dude, I'll do anything. I just need sales. And that's okay to have that season. And then in time, maybe you'll come back to this later on down the road and you'll say, I get it now. I get what Rachel was talking about on that one episode of Social Media Secrets. This doesn't make sense for everyone at all times. If you are in a season, I oftentimes call this tier one of the revenue runway, where you need to focus on first and foremost securing sales. Focus on first and foremost securing sales. It's very difficult to align yourself with intention while you're still honestly trying to make ends meet. It's all about Maslow's hierarchy. You have to have your needs met in order for you to truly connect deeply with others. It's very difficult to do both. So this was a game changer for me. You have to remove your attention from followers and growth in order to achieve that very thing. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. I know for some of you guys, you're in tier one of the revenue runway. So we put an awesome resource over on rachelpeterson.com/podcast to support you with creating your awesome content. And if you're in a place where you're like, dude, this episode was made for me, I'm ready to start growing my business through intention and in alignment, it might just be time for you to check out the Social Click, which is my place of serving from a deep level every single day. Head on over to Click for Life. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. ClickForLife.com and fill out the application if it's the right fit. I look forward to potentially working with you more closely. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.